Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I don't know if you guys know, this is two types of diamonds now. They're exactly the same. They have a mind and they have a lab grown diamond. And for all intents and purposes, it's the same thing, right? Chemically, optically, tensile strength, diamond checker. I didn't know that. So when I go in there, he goes, first off, I'm going to show you this right here. He goes, this is a lab grown diamond. He goes, your fiance does not want this. He goes, this is for poor people. They said it was close to $8,000. I was like, I didn't know I was poorer than poor people. That's crazy. Do you have anything for a peasant or a serf?
Friday, November 7th, 2025. It's the wake up call. Da, 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 da. The train is leaving the station. You better get on. Otherwise, we're not coming back this way until Monday morning. Sorry. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. And we had a big day yesterday. Found ourselves downtown. Yeah, for the opening of the ice skating rink. That's now open. And Katie came back here for a big retirement party.
Yep.
For her favorite employee here that works here. It was very sad.
No. Charlie Maloney.
Yeah.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was your best friend.
Right.
We did a whole bit about it.
Oh my God.
You knew it was yesterday.
I forgot.
You knew. No, you didn't forget.
Did you sign
you
the
told us you weren't going to come back.
Did you sign the baseball bat for him?
Sure did.
Oh, that's good.
At the tip.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Right at the tip.
Of course you did.
I had a phone call with my dad yesterday, and he had eye surgery. Now, I have been getting crap. My brother and I both have. From our aunts, specifically one, just one, really. And every once in a while, she'll text us and then yell at me and my brother that we are not back in Pennsylvania to usher my father through the surgery. To which we respond, we found out about the surgery less than 2 weeks ago. There's no way we could have come back. Get mad at him for not telling us months in advance. Okay? But my dad can't see out of one eye at all.
Yeah.
And this was surgery to save the other eye.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this isn't even on the bad eye.
Bad eye's gone. There's nothing they can do for the bad eye.
And he cannot see out of it at all?
At all. He can see light. That's about all. I always say, well, what is it like? And he goes, hold a cotton ball up to your eye. That's what it looks like.
Wow.
The other one, he had the surgery for. And I called him up and I said, how did it go? And he said, it went great. They did it faster than I thought. Which in my head, I'm immediately going like, why are they rushing it?
Okay.
But anyway, though. So I go, okay, are you going to be all right? Like who's taking care of you? Because now he can't see. He can't see at all now.
Oh, right.
So
because the eye that had the surgery is covered, right? I assume.
It's covered with like a clear eye patch. It's like hard plastic and it has holes so that it can still get some air, but he can't see out of it. So he can't see, and it's going to be like that for like 3 or 4 days. And I'm like, well, who's taking care of you? He goes, I'll be fine. Mm. And I'm like, do you have food? And he goes, yeah, don't worry about me. And then he cuts the conversation off abruptly. This is what it's like with my dad. He doesn't like to talk about how terrible his health is with me. And if me or my brother are like, well, we're going to come back and we're going to try to take care of you for a little bit. He goes, don't you dare. So it's very frustrating dealing with an elderly parent like this. So I immediately call my uncle as soon as I got off the phone with my dad. And my uncle's the one who took my dad to the appointment. And I said, how is he? How is the food situation? Like, is he going to be able to feed himself? And he goes, he's got plenty of food. And I go, but does he have like food that like you don't have to make? Like, it's just like food he can eat. And he goes, your dad's refrigerator is nothing but food that's ready to eat.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't buy himself food that you have to cook. He buys himself like lunch meat and like pickled eggs. Like
he loves a pickled egg.
Like, stuff that's just like you open it and it's ready to eat. So I'm like, okay. So like now, I don't know, for like 3 or 4 days, I'm just going to be like on edge, thinking about my now blind father shuffling around an apartment that I'm sure has broken glass on the floor.
No, it does not.
I'm sure it did when I went. The last time I was there, I was in the kitchen, and at some point he must have dropped something, and he didn't clean it up. He just kind of like shushed it into a corner. And I was like, what kind of person? So I had to clean that up. So I'm like, okay, well, I can only assume that there's still broken something there. So like I'm on edge, just thinking about my blind dad shuffling around. Thank you.
Okay. I once knew a blind man.
Oh.
This sounds like a riddle.
Right.
Okay. And he lived on his own.
Okay.
No, he was born blind.
That's different.
Okay. But, I mean, he... short of drive,
yeah,
did everything himself.
Did you ever play the game in your own house where you close your eyes and see if you can make your way through the house? Me too. So I'm hoping.
I sucked at that.
I mean, I did too.
We had to do it as a class project when, remember in elementary school when they really wanted you to learn about who is the woman that was blind, deaf, and dumb?
Helen Keller.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so You had to be blindfolded, and part of the project was to make it around your home,
right?
In different rooms,
right?
You had to eat things,
okay?
Blindfolded.
Any pickled eggs?
No.
Okay.
Right. So we missed the mark there.
Uh huh.
And I don't know why we really want kids to learn so much about Helen Keller. She was great and everything, but.
But, like, not, like, five stars. Like, three and a half.
It feels like there's a significant portion of fourth grade really dedicated. It's fine.
Yeah.
And I was able to do it.
Yeah, okay.
Now, nobody can move anything, but nobody lives there to move things.
Yeah, no, nobody's going to move anything for them.
Yeah, so if somebody, like, moves a chair.
That's mean.
Right.
And that's
but
mean.
But nobody's going to do that.
Okay. Well, I mean, that makes me feel a little bit better. And, my uncle goes, I told your dad the advice I gave him was to nap and nap and nap. And when he gets tired of doing that, take a nap. I was like, well, oh. I guess that's not too bad. I mean, whenever I call him, the news is on way too loud. So I guess he's going to be okay, right? Is everybody, right? He's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine.
I think so.
Okay. All right.
I mean, he kind of has to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Tell me that's not the mantra of my dad's life. He's got to be okay,
well, George,
right?
He's just got to be. You don't have a lot of options, so you just have to be okay.
He does have one last option.
Which is death.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
That's the one I'm mostly worried about.
Take that about. Off the table.
I mean, let's be honest. If my dad calls me and be like, yeah, I fell. You fell? Yeah, turns out having no vision is tricky. I'd be like, I mean, at the very least, we'd get a good laugh out of that one. It's the death one that I'm a little bit like, oh, boy, oh, boy. So anyway, so that's what's going on in my life. You guys have anything going on?
Not really.
No.
All right. Well, yeah. I did find
all these flights being canceled is...
Listen, if you're not paying attention... This happened yesterday. The announcement happened, and Katie and I were like, should we talk about this? And I was like, I don't think there's any way we could talk about this without getting a little bit political. But it is kind of funny that after we're now in the longest government shutdown we've ever had, and both sides are recognizing we have got to get out of this.
Sure.
And you only get out of it by sitting down and negotiating. And one side is willing to do that, and the other side is not. And the side that's not is being told not to by President Trump. And he just has, it's funny because the guy
this who- isn't any of the things I wanted to talk about.
Well, you have to explain it. You
no,
have to explain
why. We don't have to.
If there's a headline that just says President Trump cancels hundreds of flights,
okay,
you're going to need to know why.
People can look that up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I wanted to talk about... How do we think this works as far as, like, are the airlines giving you a credit? Are they giving you your money back? Like, I remember during COVID, I had travel booked, and the airlines did not give me money back. They just gave me flight credit. But the flight credit was for 1 year, which did not get us all the way through beginning, middle, and end of COVID.
Right.
So, by the time that year came up, we were still in COVID.
Right.
Not to mention, I was then pregnant.
Yeah.
So using that flight was not an option. So they got to keep my money and I didn't get any of it back.
Yeah.
So is this going to be, I mean, obviously this shutdown, I assume, won't last a year. But do we have any idea of, like, there are going to be people that, like, are scheduling a vacation that can't go on vacation later. And they're probably only going to get flight credits back.
Yeah.
That
maybe
should
I don't
be
know.
Illegal.
The question, how does this work? Nobody knows. We've never had a moment in our life where the president canceled hundreds of flights randomly on one day. Like, it's the upside down. And it's, frankly, not the fault of the airlines.
Well, okay.
So the airlines. Sure. So should the airlines eat that cost?
I
no, I don't think
know.
So. I don't think so, nor should the consumer. Like, right. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. You're talking about people that are going on vacation. There are people on vacation that probably just have their flight canceled. God.
Think about that.
I didn't even think about that.
Or a business trip. Hey, got to call mommy and say, daddy's not coming home.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know. I don't know. We
yeah,
are
what do you
we're
do?
In
Here's
uncharted
what you
territory.
You got to home alone it. And when the mom gets in the van with the poker players and has to get a ride home.
Is that where we're at?
Yeah.
That's where we're at as a nation now?
Yes, you have to get in a
Find
big van
mobile
with poker
players. Okay.
Let him play poker at you.
Yeah.
Until you get home to Kevin.
It is... The fact that people are so numb to headlines like this now is just like kind of honestly hysterical.
I don't feel numb to it at all. I feel like I have a very special trip coming up at the end of December and I really want to go on it.
I mean, the news is already on to another story. So like we're kind of numb to it. Like,
what are they going to do? Just sit and talk about it? They probably don't have answers either.
I mean, they should probably investigate and find out. Like, somebody should be like, hey, that's cool that you canceled hundreds of flights today. How does this work? Do I think that your flight in December is going to get affected? I sure hope we're not still in a shutdown, but I don't know. I've said that before on the show when lots of other stuff has happened. So I don't know. I mean, it's November now, early November. We've got about, what, 6 weeks, 7 weeks until your trip?
God, yeah.
I'm not seeing any evidence that we're closer to ending the shutdown, but 7 weeks seems like a really long time.
I mean, I will say this. There are people that can't feed their families
yeah.
and are not getting paychecks, so perhaps I need to calm down a little bit mm-hmm. about my romantic New York City trip. That being said, I'd really like to go.
I'll take it one step further. Let's say the shutdown does end.
Yeah.
Do you feel confident still going on that trip?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I?
Because one day you could wake up and hundreds of flights could be canceled.
If I have to be forced to live in New York City,
it's not as fun as you think.
Yeah, it's
I'll be
very
a radio
busy.
Star there.
Oh, okay.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So a librarian in the state of Maine is going viral. And the reason that she's going viral is because she posted a cute, funny little video. About a book that got returned 46 years after the due date.
46?
46. The book was due on August 10th, 1979, and was just turned in. Here's audio from her video.
Hey, everyone. It's Miss Amy from Camden Public Library. And today, I came back to the library after having the weekend off to find this book, Bunches and Bunches of Bunnies, by Louise Matthews, and pictures by Jenny Bassett. This was published in 1978 and was taken out of the library in August of 1979, and it was returned because someone found it this weekend. And it's actually a really silly, cute little book.
She is adorable.
She is.
A really cute, silly little book.
Okay. We talked about something very similar, I don't know, a couple months ago, when a book had been returned to a library that was like 80 years old, had been checked out like 80 years prior. And I said, I know on the surface this seems very cute, but I think it's more of a look at me moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, A, look what a good person I am. B, somebody talk about me.
Mm-hmm.
Because the book itself was something like, the 1940s guide on how to talk to kids or something like that. Like, right. It certainly wasn't something that people are going to be like, oh, thank God it's back.
Right, right.
Oh, we've been looking everywhere, high and low for this.
Yeah.
And at that time, we said, we believe that they are going to be copycats.
And here we are.
And here we are.
And here we are with this woman going now viral. I mean, there's tens of thousands of views on her video of people that also think it's adorable. It's so funny. So funny.
It's a really silly story.
Bunches and bunches of bunnies. So I also think that this is fake. I think that she made this up.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we agree on this.
Right.
But I think about it for a different reason.
Oh.
One, there's part of that video where she like really kind of hosts it like she's on Reading Rainbow or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to tell us. You tell us the title. That's fine. The author, nobody cares. The illustrator, people care even less. When it was published, Diane. No, you're wasting
Miss Amy,
you're wasting our time, okay? But, and I haven't done this yet, okay. I haven't seen this video. All I've done is just found the audio.
Okay.
But I did find a link to her video. I have not clicked on it yet.
Okay.
It's all going to come down to what does this woman look like?
Really?
Oh, boy.
And what is that going to determine?
Okay. If she's young, if she's even remotely cute... This was fake.
What does she sound like?
Very old.
She sounds kind of old.
Yeah.
But
she's also on Instagram.
Yeah. And I know some cute women who have like mousy voices.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
So if she's young and she's even remotely cute.
Also.
She's a clout chaser with this. And this is, she found this book and just made up a BS story.
Also, like if you are the library lady.
Yeah.
You kind of have to have a mousy voice. Like, she might be putting that on, too.
Because you're staying quiet.
Right.
All right.
But I mean, like, to be Miss Amy.
Yeah.
Miss Amy can't talk like me.
That's true.
You know?
No.
Ugh.
Be like, I said be quiet. I would never go in the library. All right, you ready? I'm going to pull it up on the monitors here in the studio.
Okay.
All right, here we go. What she looks like. Oh, this story is 100%
true.
100% true. I knew it.
Never been true. Nothing's ever been truer. That is the only person that's never told a lie.
This is first of all, the oldest person I've ever seen. Second of all, she's got bangs and her little gray hair is pulled into a ponytail.
And you know what? She learned to get on Instagram because her godson, Tyler.
Yep.
Because she
doesn't
had
have
any
kids. No, I know.
She couldn't.
Yeah.
She and her husband tried. He passed away, sadly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. But she's okay. She's doing okay. They had a really good, long life together. She's grateful.
And how many times during his eulogy did the phrase, the power of books, come up?
He wasn't a big reader.
Ironic.
Yeah.
You know, opposites attract.
She actually didn't do any of this until he passed away.
Oh.
This is how she fills her time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what she says?
Huh.
My books are my babies.
Yeah, this story is 1,000% true.
Okay. And you know what? They do seem like silly little bunnies. I'm sorry we said anything else. Miss Amy deserved better.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Man, I feel like when you're talking about a heist, we need something even more grandiose than just the Bad Boys theme. Like, this is the song that you play for meth heads running from the cops.
Yeah.
This is not what you play for people who stole jewels from the Louvre.
Yeah, that needs to be more substantial.
Yes, yes. But this isn't the only grand heist in the world right now. Katie, what are the details of this next one?
The Indianapolis Zoo. Oh.
It's not as romantic as Paris.
But I mean, I don't know. I've never been.
That's true.
Two critically endangered tortoises have been stolen.
What?
Are Egyptian tortoises.
Okay.
Oh, no. One's an Egyptian tortoise. One is a northern spider tortoise.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, they're kind of small. Okay, so that makes it seem like it would be a lot easier to just take them. They're working close. The zoo is working closely with law enforcement to try to figure out what happened. I know we're in our heist era right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know that heists seemed kind of old timey,
mm-hmm.
especially like dressed up in a costume. Like I would love to think that these thieves like put on zookeeper costumes.
Of course they did.
Or something. One has a trash bag and a little like stabber thing pretending to pick up trash or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
I would like to think they put their ass into it a little bit.
The other guy just has a big ring of keys.
Yeah, yeah. Binoculars for some reason. He's like, I don't know, it came with the costume.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we're gonna heist, we can't be heisting animals, and we certainly can't be heisting tortoises.
Why?
Heist a tiger.
What? No, hold
That's
on.
Too hard.
That's too hard.
Yeah, but I mean, it's so much more impressive.
She's right about that. It is. But we can heist animals. I feel like heisting an animal is high heist level, like... That's especially if they're endangered.
Oh, yeah.
Which means you got to sell them on the black market to like some fancy guy at a ball in a suit.
Or some sort
I want them for my collection.
Some sort of prince. Yeah.
Yes.
We don't need them alive. We just want their shells.
Right, right.
Your heisting requires you to just pick up an animal and not let so it doesn't run away, which, mm-hmm. by the way, it couldn't run away anyway because it can't run.
Right, right.
I'm not impressed.
But if I told you all about this and like this was playing in the background.
Okay.
Be like, ooh. Me and Jacques.
Okay. Oh, okay.
He put on a fake mustache and we walked into the zoo.
Okay.
Under fake membership cards.
Oh, you're pretend. Okay, wow. Forged them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, not going to spend the $30 or whatever.
And we spent a good 3 hours casing the endangered tortoise exhibit.
Okay.
Turns out in those 3 hours, they didn't even move.
Or if they did, you couldn't tell.
We came back the next day as zoo enthusiasts, different costume.
Oh.
This time I put on the mustache.
No. One had to pretend to be a mother. The other had to pretend to be a baby.
Yes. And we... climbed the fence. First, we clipped the wire to the cameras. Then we vaulted the fence and just basically picked them up and put them in a sack.
Okay. That's the problem. Do we have the Mission Impossible pizza?
Oh, I can get it.
Okay.
I can get
epic.
It.
Okay. Because,
okay.
And then I want to retell the story.
All right.
Okay. If you put something like Mission Impossible music, that's going to need a big truck.
Ooh.
It has to back it. That's when you like take a whale. Okay.
Oh boy.
So we pretended to get annual memberships.
Yes.
I had to be the baby, as I always do. I'm the smallest one. I'm the only one that fits in the stroller. Went in there, looked around, thought, I don't know, these would seem easiest.
Right.
And I said to my friend Jack, even though he keeps making me call him Jock.
Right.
I don't know, you wanna do it? And he goes, I guess we can. I have a bunch of stuff in the back of my car. I'm going to have to move that. Otherwise, we're not going to have any room.
You're doing this on purpose by trying to realistically describe what this heist, and I will continue to call it the tortoise heist.
Okay.
The great tortoise heist of Indiana. Make stuff up because we don't know the details.
Okay, hit the Mission Impossible music again. This goes to this. Kevin, come over here.
Okay.
You have to be the Asian gymnast one.
Okay.
You're going to steal an 18-wheeler truck with a gigantic aquarium on the back of it. We back it up. We wait till nightfall. Back it up. You're going to have to use a crane.
Yes.
Get the orca out of the water. Move it from the crane into the aquarium. Everybody, ski masks off. Pile into the truck. And we're off to, I don't know, wherever Dubai.
Dubai!
Wow, they don't
the
have whales
the,
there.
Middle of the desert, perfect environment for
they
a whale.
They have lots of aquariums.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on The Wake Up Call. We're talking to Vivian this morning. Good morning, Vivian.
Good morning.
You have suspicions that your boyfriend, Adam, is cheating on you. Let's talk about why. Where did all of this start?
I never had really suspected anything, but he went on a camping trip last weekend, and I was just being nice and unpacking his bag for him and trying to clean up the house a little bit. And when I was unpacking his bag, I found a bottle of lube.
You found a what?
Oh.
A bottle of lube.
Okay. So for the sake of the rest of this, we'll call it what? Sexual aid. A bottle of sexual aid.
Okay.
And were you looking for something in his bag?
No, she said she was just being nice and putting stuff away.
Sorry, what's that?
She was just being nice and, like, trying to put stuff away for him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I truly was just trying to, also, like, the house is a mess and, like, you know, for myself, too. I was like, I want to clean up.
So you, did you call him out on this?
I haven't.
And this was a camping trip that he went on with guys?
Yes, some guy friends, to my knowledge. But now I'm like questioning everything.
Do you know for a fact that he went on this camping trip with a bunch of guys?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely went on this trip. They were posting pictures on Instagram and stuff the whole time they were gone.
Okay, so the camping trip is for sure legit.
Yeah.
Ew, boy.
All right, well, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to call Adam up. Kay's going to pretend to be a telemarketer, offering him some free roses to see who he sends them to. You'll be able to hear all of that conversation as well as what he writes on the card, regardless of whether he sends them to you. Hopefully he does. We'll get to the bottom of this, and we'll have a discussion.
Okay. Thank you.
It's War of the Roses on The Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak with Adam, please?
This is he. Who is this?
Hi, this is Natalie with... I'm calling today with a special gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Sure. That sounds cool.
Okay, it's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Okay, could you send that to Vivian? Vivian.
And then before I get Vivian's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
I love you. I hope this makes you smile.
Oh, very cute.
Hi, Adam. My name's Gavin, and that's actually Katie from the Wake Up Call here on 106.5 The End. And this was not a real offer for roses. It's something we do called War of the Roses, where it's a relationship test to see who you'd send them to. And you sent them to your girlfriend, Vivian. Awesome. Listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Vivian. Hi, Vivian. Back on with us. Are you there?
Hi. Yeah. Hi. I feel really bad now, but I found a sexual aid in your bag when I was unpacking stuff from your camping trip, and I just felt like something was weird and I was trying to get to the bottom of it.
What is a sexual aid?
But I don't know if I'm supposed to say that on the radio.
Which is why moving forward, we'll just call it a aid.
Yes.
Do you understand what's going on here, Adam? Look, you passed the test. You sent the flowers and a very nice card to Vivian. Vivian,
oh, thank God I passed the test. Hold on a second.
You are a bit on the punchy side.
Yeah. Why was that bottle in your suitcase?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I really have no idea.
If you found something in my suitcase, it wasn't me.
I did not put that there.
Somebody else.
It was like a half-used bottle. So
somebody else put this bottle in your suitcase?
I have no idea what I genuinely have no idea what this is. If someone put it in there, it was probably Carson. Why were you going through my suitcase?
I wasn't going through your suitcase. You left your suitcase there for several days, and I was trying to be nice and unpack and clean up the house for you. I just thought I would be proactive about that.
Okay, but he did send the flowers to Vivian. Ladies, how do you feel about this? Like, do you think that this is he telling the truth?
I still don't have answers, and I just, there's something weird going on.
I mean, the answer of, well, maybe somebody else put it in there, something about that doesn't sit right. Like, I need to understand the motivation behind that.
I don't know.
And does this mean that this friend Carson brought this bottle of...
as a goof? Vivian, do you have a good relationship with Carson?
No, Carson sucks.
Oh, okay. Well, not with that attitude. I think we've gone as far as we can with this, as far as what we do. So, but that's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Oh, I didn't realize that this had such a long intro. How about that? Well, the Michael Jackson movie is coming out. Believe it or not, this is a Michael Jackson song.
What song is that?
Smooth Criminal.
Oh.
Why is he breathing for 30 seconds at the beginning of this song? What a weirdo. Anyway, so the Michael Jackson movie, which is aptly titled Michael, is finally coming out in very, very soon. When is it coming out? I should know this. But... the trailer has finally come out. And
April
this,
24th.
What is it?
April 24th Not, is when it releases.
I don't think so. It's I think it's coming out this fall, isn't it?
I'm reading an article that says April 24th.
Really? Huh. Okay, anyway. And does Michael come out?
Nobody believes you, Kevin.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, I guess it's not an Oscar movie. Okay, well,
So Kevin, you were right?
Yeah, no, Kevin's right. They moved it. Yeah, to late April. So the first trailer has come out, and people have been like pretty excited to see what is this movie going to look like. And it's got some big names in it. It's got some big names behind it. The guy who directed it, it's the same guy who directed Training Day, if you ever saw that movie.
And I think Bohemian Rhapsody, right?
He didn't direct Bohemian Rhapsody, but it's from the same producers Bohemian Rhapsody, which was about another singer. So the big shocker that everybody's talking about is we finally get a look at Jafar Jackson, who is Michael Jackson's nephew, who is playing Michael Jackson in the movie. He sounds exactly like Michael Jackson. It's crazy. And the guy who plays Quincy Jones sounds exactly like Quincy Jones. It's pretty uncanny when you see it in the trailer. And if you want to see it, just text in Mike, M-I-K-E, to 916-909-1065. Mike to 909-1065. The controversy behind this movie, though, is that it's going to focus pretty much on Michael Jackson's rise to stardom as one of the biggest pop stars to ever live. And then that's kind of it.
Well, and some of his most like iconic moments.
Correct.
So like the moonwalk, the thriller video
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's not going to spend a whole lot of time on any of the controversies that also were part of who he was, why he is such a complicated character in American culture. And is that okay? That's what we're kind of talking about. You know, if you've got thoughts on this, text them in or call us 916-909-1065. I personally think that, you know, lightly touching on controversies in a biopic movie, you're doing a disservice because one, to your audience, like you need to make something interesting. People don't watch stories or read stories where everything just works out fine. You need something that's dramatic.
I don't know that
it
worked out fine. He died of a propofol overdose at 50.
Correct. Yeah, but I'm talking about like all the child stuff. Like,
right. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and like, and I'm not the only, and that's part of it. That's from a entertainment side. But then from the other side of it, though, like the victims of you know, his alleged accusers, or not alleged accusers, accusers alleging him of this behavior. They've criticized the movie, saying that it that what is in it downplays what happened to us, and stuff like that.
Okay,
does a disservice to what happened.
He was acquitted of those crimes. So would it be fair to him if you were accused of crimes?
Yeah.
And then a jury decided you are not guilty.
Right.
Okay. Would it be fair to you to have, unless the result of it is, and he was found not guilty, would it be fair to you to have this brought up as part of your story, making it seem like you still did something wrong?
Well, it depends on how it's done. Obviously, if the implication is you were guilty, probably that's not fair, but I mean, these lawsuits were a huge part of his story.
I know.
So like, if they're not paid, if you spend all this time on all this other stuff, but you barely pay any time to that, I feel like you're doing a disservice, you know,
to who?
To your audience, to the victims.
Would you say then though, that they're
even
doing
to Michael Jackson?
To Michael. Okay.
Yeah. I would say that, 'cause it was a big part of his life. Like if they were to do,
Imagine that you had the life he had, right?
Right.
And then the darkest part of it had,
allegedly.
Oh no, I'm sure for him that was one of the darkest parts of
all
his
right.
life.
Okay.
Had to be brought along and almost held at the same level of importance as these other things that you did in your life, when at the end of it, you were still found not guilty.
Right.
If it was you, wouldn't that make you so mad? Obviously, he's not with
us
anymore.
I mean, yeah, he's dead. So, like, I mean, that's why most of these things come out after the person's dead, because, like, you don't want them meddling with it or, like, you know, coming with it. You want to make, you want to tell the story. You want to make it interesting. I think a perfect example also, because it's not just the child stuff. It's also how cuckoo he was, you know, like, the movie's paying a lot of credit to, it's like, it's a movie made by fans for fans.
Okay.
And it doesn't really spend a lot of time on the fact that, like, he was also kind of a nut. And, like, for instance, how would you feel if one day a movie comes out about Britney Spears, which I'm sure there will be one day.
Sure.
And all it does is show how great of a pop star she was. And it
I wouldn't go see that movie.
Right. And I think that that's what a lot of people are saying about this, Mike. Maybe that's one of the reasons why they bumped the date.
So there's a big reason why none of the kids stuff is showcased in this movie.
Okay.
And it is because one of his accusers, when his family settled with Michael Jackson, which that alone makes you go, huh, okay.
Which part?
A crime was committed against your kid, but you said, okay, as long as you give me money, weird, but okay.
Well, if it was a civil lawsuit, I mean, it's not like he was going to go to jail for a civil lawsuit.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, wouldn't you want somebody criminal? Anyways, I would never, like, be like, oh, well, if you give me money, then it's fine. Anyways, in that case, there is a clause that says that none of it can be created into a dramatization. So none of that story can ever be used as entertainment.
Interesting. Huh. That's interesting.
So
maybe they couldn't. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, text in 916-909-1065. What is your interest level in this movie? Because he was one of the most important pop culture figures ever. And this is the only movie that as of right now that we're going to get about him. So would you want something that covered everything, or would you want something that just remembered the good parts of his life? 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
It's the wake up call.
All right, Kevin is a big fan of class action lawsuits. He sees it as very winnable lottery tickets.
Yes.
And in the past, whether or not he legitimately could be part of a class action lawsuit, moot point.
Yeah.
But we actually might have a class action lawsuit now that he can legally take part in. Kevin has the details.
So, Chobani Yogurt is going through a class action lawsuit.
Look at the smile on his face.
It's because I eat Chobani Yogurt, okay?
Finally, because it is important to mention all the other class action lawsuits you really didn't qualify for as much as you just said you did.
So they're being attacked because toxic plastic chemicals. The company claims that they failed to disclose that the yogurt products contain phthalates.
Okay.
Phthalates?
We'll take your word for it.
A type of chemical toxin.
Okay.
And that's what it is.
And that's and
because they claim to contain only natural ingredients, but this isn't natural.
Okay.
So is it in the cup itself or is it the yogurt?
The yogurt.
So we're
Kevin,
eating.
Kevin, look what they've been doing to you.
Right. That's probably why I've been feeling the way I feel.
Depressed.
Yes.
Anxious.
Yes. These lonely. Plastics are causing it.
Oh, boy.
So we need to all band together, okay?
Okay.
And come together, file a class action lawsuit because the
more. Well, it's already filed.
Okay. So then more people need to claim it. The more people claim it.
No.
Why? Then people will believe that there are so many people against it.
The more people that are involved in a class action lawsuit, the less money you get.
What?
Okay, so if the three of us are all involved in a class action lawsuit,
okay,
and there's $1 million,
okay,
that $1 million has to get split up between three people. But if there's only two people and there's $1 million, that gets split up between two people.
In that particular case, which is more money, $500,000 or $333,000?
$500,000.
Exactly. Right. So you don't want more people part of a class action.
Then why are we talking about this? You know what? Don't file against against Chobani, okay?
Probably all that plastic's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. A little plastic won't hurt nobody.
No.
Can I bring something
up? And Costco has sales on Chobani. Right. Just get it while you can.
Can I bring something up, though, that is still Chobani related?
Are you helping me or are you against me?
I'm going to help you.
Okay, let me hear it.
Are you lactose intolerant?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but, you know, that's fine.
What if you're not? What if you weren't, and it was the plastics and the Chobani that did
it
to you?
No, because I drink milk and it hurts, and then all that stuff. Ice cream, too. I don't care if I'm lactose, okay? I will eat it anyways. If it's worth it, I'll eat it.
I don't care if I'm lactose.
So.
All right. It just seems like it's more likely that it's the lactose hurting your stomach than the plastic.
Also, they wouldn't know if I'm lactose. I could blame the plastic if I want.
Well, God forbid you have to take the stand as some sort of witness.
I can.
It's one defense attorney that would just have to ask you, Mr. Wake Up Call, aren't you lactose intolerant?
I say, is anyone lactose intolerant? We were all born lactose intolerant.
No, we weren't. No? We literally survive on milk.
Yeah.
No. Our body's not made to make milk.
Mine was.
Well, yours, yes. Okay. I rest my case, see?
Right. Okay, well, you know what? Give him the money.
I guess, yeah. Well, Kevin, good luck with this. I want to know one last thing. What are you going to do to stop people from joining this class action lawsuit?
I can't. I just hope and pray they listen to me. Don't join it. It's bad.
Okay.
You'll only get like 50 cents. From my past class action lawsuits, you only get like 50 cents. It's not worth your time.
Yeah, what's the most you've ever gotten paid out from one of your...
$25.
Okay.
It was real good.
Wow. Do you remember what that is?
It was the one with the cereals.
Oh, and
I bought so much cereal.
You said you were buying like 50 boxes of cereal a day.
Mm-hmm. I forgot what box of cereal it was.
I think it was General Mills.
Yes, yeah. They lied on the box. I remember that case.
Yeah, you're still traumatized from it.
I have so many cases that I get them mixed
sure,
up.
Yeah, sure.
What bad luck you must have.
Yeah.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
All right, and the jackpot today is $160 on the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? Now, it is true that she plays better when the weather is cooler.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So this weather is performance enhancing. Just full disclosure. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
All right. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. She's almost out of the studio right now. You're a longtime listener, right?
Very, very much long time.
Jen, how long have you listened to this show?
I've listened since the very beginning because I listened when the end first started back in the early 2000s.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So you've listened to the Wake Up Call for almost 20 years. Think about that.
I've listened to everything. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your support. All right, here we go. Question one. The FAA announced that they're going to start canceling flights across the country because of the shutdown, and it started today with 824 flights. This is 2% of the flights, and the Trump administration said that they will climb to 10% of daily flights if the shutdown isn't ended. Okay. What does FAA stand for?
That is the
3 seconds. Three.
Federal two. Aviation Administration.
All righty. Question two. It was announced yesterday that Gremlins 3 is officially coming out, and we even know that it's going to be 2 years from this month. Steven Spielberg is going to produce it again, and it's going to be directed by Chris Columbus, who made Harry Potter and Home Alone. What kind of animal is Gizmo?
Gizmo.
3 seconds. Three, two.
A teddy bear.
One. All right. Question three. Timothy Chalamet is going viral for an interview he did with Vogue. One, because he looks really silly on the cover, but also because of his whining about never winning an Oscar despite only being 29 years old. How many times did he lose the Oscar?
Twice.
Question four. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are one of the most famous or infamous celebrity couples, depending on how you look at it. But is it possible that they're over? They haven't been seen together in months, and some are saying that it's because they don't even live together anymore. Who was Gwen married to before Blake?
Gavin Rossdale.
And question five, Hollywood is absolutely reacting to the culture in American politics with a desire for less diversity. A study found that half of all LGBT characters on TV will not return next season. If there were 468 LGBT characters on TV last year, how many will be on TV next year?
234.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Jen, what are we doing today?
Going to work after dropping my daughter off at work.
Okay. And are you still, you work at Old Sugar Mill?
Yeah, I work at, we have a second location in Midtown, though, so I'm at both of them.
Wow, there's a second location in Midtown.
It's beautiful.
Is this Jen?
Too.
Jen.
Yes.
Wow, that's fun.
We love you.
You're at both locations?
Yeah, I'm mostly at Midtown, and I'm at the Old Sugar Mill on Wednesdays.
Give the address out for the Midtown one.
2025 16th Street. It's across from Tomato Alley.
There you go. Go see Jen for some wine.
Wine right. Slushies.
Wine
too.
Slushies. Yeah. Uh-oh. All right, Katie, here we go. Question one, the FAA announced that they're canceling flights across the country because of the shutdown, and it started today with 824 flights. This is 2% of all the flights, and the Trump administration says that it will climb to 10% of daily flights as long as the shutdown continues. What does FAA stand for?
Federal Aviation Administration.
Nailed it. Question two. It was announced yesterday that Gremlins 3 is going to come out. Do you like the Gremlins movies? Who doesn't, right?
Yeah, they're
it was
pretty
like
great.
One of the first like entries into like a horror film as a kid, like of a family-friendly horror film, you know? Steven Spielberg's going to produce it again, and Christopher Columbus, who made Harry Potter and Home Alone, he's going to direct it. It's going to be great. What kind of animal is Gizmo?
Is there a name for the animal that he is?
Yeah. 3 seconds.
A Wookiee.
No. Mogwai.
Oh.
Gizmo was a Mogwai.
Okay, I guess that sounds kind of familiar.
Mogwai. Question three. Timothy Chalamet is going viral for his Vogue magazine interview. One, because he looks very silly on the cover. But two, because of the whining he did in the interview about never winning an Oscar despite only being 29 years old.
Okay.
How many times did he lose the Oscar?
Is it a trick question? He was never nominated?
3 seconds.
Okay, zero.
He lost it twice. He lost the best actor twice.
What movies?
I want to say the Bob Dylan movie.
Oh, right.
And I forget what the other one was.
Yeah.
I'll look that up. Question for Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. One of the most famous or infamous celebrity couples, depending on your take.
Are they infamous?
Yeah, there's a lot of people who don't like them. They find them irritating. But is it over between them? Sources are saying they haven't been seen together in months, and they're saying maybe because they don't even live together anymore.
I do kind of feel like we stopped talking about them.
Yeah, yeah. Who was Gwen married to before Blake?
Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah, Gavin Rossdale. We had an event here once where Gavin Rossdale performed like an acoustic set.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point he performed Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, which is a very sad song about just life changes. And he looked like he was really feeling it. And it turned out the very next day was when their divorce went public.
No, it was when they had been divorced for a long time. It was when we found out that
Gwen
Blake
and Blake.
And, yeah.
That's what it was. We were like, ugh. Question five. Hollywood is absolutely reacting to the culture of American politics right now with a desire for less diversity. And a study found that half of all LGBT characters on TV will not return next season on their shows. If there were 468 LGBT characters on TV last year, how many will be on TV this year?
And what's the question? Sorry. Okay.
The question is, what's half of 468?
Oh. Sorry.
Oh, somebody texted and said
234.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody texted and said they think it was Call Me By Your Name was the other Oscar. That was what he did with Armie Hammer. That was a good movie. All right. Final score. Jen, are you there?
I am.
Final score. You got four, but Katie got three.
Oh, no!
Wine slushies for everybody.
Oh, my God!
Congratulations, Jen.
Thank you.
Wow, you really messed up, Katie.
$160 is yours. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, but tell us what we need to hear.
Did she get mug? What was it?
She got...
I did not.
You did not. Okay.
She got
okay.
FAA.
That makes me feel better.
She got twice for Timothy Chalamet.
And what did I get wrong? Oh, she got that one right.
You know,
okay.
I didn't know
that one. Dang it.
Yeah. Gwen. Jen, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am finally smarter than Katie.
Yes, you are. Stay on hold for...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
For us.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Secret time on the Wake Up Call, and this is a heavy one. This might be actually one of the heaviest ones we've ever done. We're going to welcome Kent to the show, not his real name, and really not his real voice. Good morning, Kent.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, we're fine. You're not. You are in a dilemma, and you've been in a dilemma of your own making for how long now?
About a year now.
About a year, a little over a year. I think the email said a little over a year. So let's get right down to it. What is your dirty little secret?
Yeah, so I have a wife and a child with my wife. And a little over a year ago, I had a one-night stand. It was just a drunk, I didn't know her at the time, and it was what it was, but she ended up getting pregnant, and she decided to keep the baby. And she knows that I had a wife and a child, and she knows that. She knows I can't really be super committed to only having this new family. But yeah, basically, I have two families now because I'm still in this, child's life with the new. With the girl I had a one-night stand.
Okay. All right. So recapping real quick. You had a one-night stand a little over a year ago, cheated on your wife. That girl got pregnant. She kept the baby. The baby is now here, and you have two families now. And I'm guessing the secret part is that nobody knows.
So how are you going to pull this off?
What do you mean by pull this off?
Okay, well, this baby's got to be just a couple months old now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for now, perhaps this is something that's a little easier to pop in and out, go be dad every once or twice a week to a baby. But eventually this kid's going to be 10, and then it's going to be 15. Like, how do you keep this going?
I don't know. I was just kind of buying time, so I figured out a plan to decide if I'm going to tell my wife or cut ties, or I don't know.
Well, are you allowed to cut ties? I don't think it works like that. I don't think it's just your decision.
I mean, you can't cut ties financially,
right?
If she wants child support,
right?
So even if you emotionally cut ties, which is whatever, that's your choice. Okay. But then you still are on the hook financially, which again would still probably be very difficult to keep hidden from your wife.
Right.
Right. I don't think that's going to work out, especially like you said, long term. I don't see that being an option.
It seems like the only option is that you have to tell your wife. And what do you think her reaction is going to be?
Oh, she's going to flip.
Yeah. But I mean, like, do you think that she'll stay with you?
I don't think so, no.
Couples have weathered stuff like this before and stayed together.
Yeah, but I know that if she found out and I didn't tell her that...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Sure. I mean, that's not even worth discussing.
Okay, Gavin, your wife somehow gets pregnant by another guy.
I say, who's the dad? Because this guy had a vasectomy.
I know. So it's obviously not you.
Okay.
Do you stay with your wife? It's a long pause.
I think I do.
Yeah. I think me too.
Dave Grohl's wife did it.
Right.
She's making the decision not to leave him.
I mean, I believe.
I don't know.
I would try.
I don't get the Dave Grohl newsletters anymore. But,
got kicked out of the fan club.
I agree with Katie. Obviously, like, the only solution here is to tell your wife. What I would do is I would consult with a professional and find out the best way to do that.
What is the best way?
I'm sure that there is a best way to do it. To come up with a strategy ahead of time. First of all, take full responsibility.
Yes.
Take full blame for everything that happened and really show that you regret this decision.
Right. And have a plan.
And have a plan.
So is that kid going to come live at his house with his wife 50-50?
I mean, half the time, I guess. The best case scenario.
Right. Oh, boy.
I mean, she's a really good person. But I don't know. It's like it's up to her. And I don't know. It was really stupid of me.
In all honesty, too, waiting this long probably is not good either.
Yeah, the longer you wait, the worse I'm sure it will be.
But then again, I'm not even going to say it. All right. Well, listen, good luck. Good luck to your wife. Good luck to that kid. Good luck to everybody.
Yeah, good luck to everybody.
Honestly. And it's a dirty little secret on the wake up call. Real fast, before we get into it, I just wanted to mention that we're going to be at the Run to Feed the Hungry on Thanksgiving morning. It's the biggest fun run in America on Thanksgiving. And we are going to be there. Kevin is going to be running it. You doing the 5 or the 10?
The 10.
Ooh, wow. Atta boy. And then Katie and I are going to be posted up at the 106.5 tent at the finish line.
Yep.
So we would love nothing more than a sweaty hug and a sweaty picture when you are done. Now it's time for this. Katie, what are the rules?
We are going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
That's right. So sing along, everybody. Here we go.
And it's time for the No Name Movie Game. 106.5.
The end. With a little bit of harmony there at the end. It was really good. That was a really good one. Probably one of our best. I like how we layered that.
Yeah.
Fold it in. All right, we're going to kick everything off with Tiffany. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
Kevin is your your teammate, and I love your energy. You clear on the rules?
Yes, I am.
45 seconds on the clock. Kevin, you ready?
Yes.
Hit it.
Opposite of bad.
Good.
And then these are the cookies that you get like at a Chinese restaurant, and you open it to get what?
Good fortune.
Yes.
One.
Opposite of short.
Tall.
The other way. Distance wise. Horse.
Long.
Yes, okay. And then if you're not running, you are
walking.
Yes, put it together.
Long walk?
Yes.
Long walking?
No, long walk.
I will give it to you.
Okay. They wear tutus and they do pirouettes.
Ballet?
Yes.
Ballerina?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. And then, you know the Greek god Zeus,
pirouettes.
What is it called?
Pirouettes.
Whatever. She got it.
Tiffany, you did get it. You got 3. That's pretty impressive.
That's really good.
I'm going to put you on hold. That is now the bar. And let's talk to Victor. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning.
It's going to be you and me.
All right, let's go.
45 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Yep.
And go. What are these? Guns, knives,
weapons.
Yes.
Okay.
She had fled into the woods and had to live with 7 little fellas.
White, Snow White.
Yes.
Two.
It's a video game, very popular video game. Chicken Jockey.
Minecraft
yes,
movie.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. What is at the top of your house on the outside?
It's
yes, and the opposite of woman.
Whoop band.
Yes.
Four.
If somebody comes over to straighten up your house, they are the. We didn't get that one. All right. I'm gonna throw the flag on myself.
Why?
Is Chicken Jockey a character?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I did not understand that at all.
Well, it was a song, no?
It was in a massively viral moment.
Should we ask the kid?
I understood that.
Is there a kid in the car? Is that a kid?
Yeah, my daughter.
Okay, ask your daughter if Chicken Jockey is like the name of the character.
No, it is not. It is a food that happened. Oh,
period.
No, it's not a food. It's like It's a mob. It's just a character.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fine. Okay.
It's an NPC. It's an NPC.
So okay. So we've got non-playable character. Okay. So we've got Katie's. You can so tell either you don't have boys. I don't know.
We don't have no idea. We've never seen the movie. We don't play the game.
Okay. All right. So four then. So you're on hold. Okay. So we have four, and now it's going to come down to Elizabeth and Katie. All right. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Elizabeth.
I feel good about this.
You have to beat four, okay?
All right.
All right, 45 seconds starts now.
The opposite of her.
He.
Her.
She.
Her.
Her?
Huh?
Her?
Okay, the opposite of her.
He.
God.
Okay. Girl.
Okay, we're going to skip, and I'm really mad. This is a movie about witches, pink and green.
A Wicked.
Yes, okay, this is the city that we live in, 916.
Sacramento.
Yes.
Two.
Okay, this is what they put in your gums when they're going to, like, work on your teeth to make them numb.
A shot.
Of?
Novocaine.
Yes.
Three. Oh, man.
Mission Impossible.
Too late.
Tell her what the opposite of her is.
Elizabeth, we got to do a lesson on pronouns with you, okay?
Elizabeth, I'm so mad.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
All right.
It was the opposite.
Him.
It was him.
That's what she was trying to get you to say.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. We were literally like, oh my gosh.
Elizabeth.
That is funny.
Thank you so much for calling. But the winner today is Victor. Congratulations.
And daughter.
And daughter.
Thanks. Yeah.
You've got two tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater, biggest screen in town, which this weekend, by the way, they have Predator Badlands, which is getting incredible reviews. I actually think Kevin and I were talking about it. Like, we've never been big Predator people, but I think we're going to go see it. And next weekend, they're going to have The Running Man there as well. So stay on hold. Right. We got to get your information.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So TikTok is here to help us. I say that sarcastically. And one of the things that is going viral right now is a new relationship test. It's called the bird test. And the bird test is testing how much your partner really loves you and really cares about you. And it's very simple. All you do is you turn to your partner and you tell them, saw a bird today. And that's it. And it's how they react that tells you everything you need to know for this relationship test. Now, normally, whenever TikTok is like, we should be doing this, I'm like, okay. But this, I actually think that there's a little bit of credence to. I think that this probably is. Because it has nothing to do with birds.
No.
It has everything to do with a very boring, mundane comment.
Yeah.
And whether or not, if you have a good relationship, how your partner would react to it. Because if, like, you tell your partner something boring and it's met with interest, that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
I mean. I know for a fact that my wife, if I said, I saw a bird today. She wouldn't care at all.
Not even because she likes animals?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I think that it's because, and again, it's a problem with, you know, most relationships. My wife and I have been married for 15 years. And I think after a certain point, you have to try really hard to still be interested in that, what that person has to say.
But your spouse is supposed to, even if they're not interested, be interested because you are.
Right.
See, I agree with everything that this is saying. I need it to be something other than birds.
You could probably pick something other than birds.
Okay.
But why?
I send a lot of texts in my relationship about animals that I've seen to the point where I have to stop myself because it's like he can't get another text that says something like, quite literally, I just saw the fattest bird.
Okay.
I almost touched a squirrel. You wouldn't believe the hawk that just flew over me. Okay. There's a cat in our backyard. Mm-hmm. There's a cat in our front yard.
Now, this is different because you're texting him.
Oh, my God. There's a duck in the pool.
You can't see his reaction. Plus, he has plenty of time to craft a reaction.
Okay.
The
reaction's always the same.
What is it?
Please don't touch that again.
Oh, it's met with concern.
Always.
I can't say that he's off track. What is a mundane question for most people, for him is it an alarm bell? And I, you know what? I get it. I'm on his team especially.
You probably received some similar.
Yeah. So, but I think maybe we could come up with something else for you.
I am very interested in this. Okay. So there was a time when I would... Okay. When I do it, it doesn't sound as crazy as when I'm saying it out loud right now. I just want you guys to know that.
Okay.
I went through a period of texting him every time I saw a Carvana truck.
What's a Carvana? Oh, the delivery app. Okay.
There was a lot of them around the Rockland area, and I couldn't pinpoint why. And so I'd be like, another Carvana truck.
So there was a reason.
Well, there was a reason, but it's not a good one.
Yeah. It does make it seem like you're touched or something. Like we could probably get you into a club.
And being something I've never told other people.
Yeah.
It didn't feel as bad as what I'm saying right now.
I'm sure it didn't. It didn't feel as bad.
No. Might have been.
But it's very similar. That is the kind of behavior where I would imagine somebody could be like texting your caregiver and saying, you got to take the phone away from her. She's not ready.
She's sundowning.
If I was your boyfriend, it would be anything related to reality TV, which I think that I do. I think that I do that here in the studio because like you talk about reality TV a lot. I think I do a pretty good job.
You engage.
Of engaging you and pretending like I'm interested.
Pretending?
I mean, being interested. You know?
Are you telling me you're not interested?
Wow. Brandi Gladwell did what?
A Glanville. And
oh,
she
God. Thought, oh, I thought I had it for a second.
And she thought she had a parasite in her face. I mean, my God.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Yes. There's a new trend in fitness because there is always a new trend in fitness. People on TikTok trying to get famous and make money. And the latest is called quadrobics. Yes, quadrobics. It is the viral fitness movement that involves people moving on all fours through bear crawls and leopard walks. And bounds.
Oh.
What's a bound?
I don't know. The practice gained attention after Japanese sprinter Kenichi Ito set a Guinness World Record in 2008. Wow, 2008. They've been the slow burn on this one. By running 100 meters, and he did it on all fours. I kind of want to watch a video of that. Weird. That's really weird. That's like a horror movie. Research suggests that quadrupedal movement, moving on all fours, can improve balance, flexibility, and core stability while providing aerobic benefits. So, like, maybe we shouldn't, like, poo-poo this. Now, experts do warn that it's limited for building strength compared to weightlifting, and it does pose an injury for wrists and shoulders.
Okay, I don't know I know what a bear crawl is. What's the other one you said?
Leopard walk?
What's that one?
Is that where... Do you?
I think you should try it out.
You want me to do it?
Well, it'd be easier for me to understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah, Katie, okay. Do the leopard walk.
All right, Katie's going over to the space in the studio. Okay,
she's on. Sassy, right?
Yeah, leopards are sassy gays.
So you have to kind of like.
Oh.
Your hip.
So she's swishing her hips while she does it.
Swish. Your hip.
Yep. That's yes. Great. Yes.
But I gotta tell you.
It's very stripper on a stage.
Yeah.
Like walking toward the dollar bills or crawling toward the dollar bills. I Googled it.
Okay.
She's exactly right.
Oh.
The only difference is between, like, you know, crawling on all fours, but really accentuating your hip swish is you had your knees on the floor. You don't put your knees on the floor.
Oh, you have your knees above the
and you kind of
put, you're like on your toes. Harder.
And you kind of put your butt up in the air a little bit. That's a
How
leopard
is that
walk.
Different than a bear crawl? A bear crawl?
I don't know.
Maybe a bear crawl, your feet are a little wider apart.
Maybe, but that seems like a marginal difference, though.
See, that's why I'm saying it feels...
the same.
Pretty limited.
Kinda. How many exercises do we need to dedicate to what made that? First of all, and I've always thought this, talk about a bear crawl. All animals crawl like a bear crawl.
Anything on four legs.
You could literally say anything that moves on four legs and call it a crawl, and that's it. And what we're finding out now is that making minor changes to it where you just bring your knees up and put your butt in the air, now you're a leopard. Oh, you were a bear and now you're a leopard. It's like an improv class.
Okay.
If you do it too fast, this is a pony walk. Now we're doing the pony trot.
Okay, now dressage, everybody.
When you stop and squat and then kind of swipe side to side, you're the sassy cat on a kitchen counter.
Yes.
Walk. Now knock that glass off. Knock that glass off. I support anybody that's trying to find their way to fitness. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. I'm running on that.
You can cancel her if you want
right?
to.
Right, I don't care. Don't we kind of know how to do it already?
What do you mean?
Like...
exercise?
Being active and like... like, I feel like we kind of figured it out.
It's just mostly like we don't wanna.
Or we're bored?
Like, yeah, because it's a good point. Like... the push-up, they were doing, they made Roman soldiers do push-ups.
Right.
Like, it's been around for centuries.
It's literally something that babies do to get themselves up.
Right.
So, I mean, like, we didn't even have to, like, invent it.
That's a really good point. Well, I think that it's mostly just people trying to get famous. Like, to take something that we're already doing and just give it a funny name.
But why would a person think that that was going to make them famous?
We're talking about him.
Okay, well.
Made a Japanese guy run on all fours faster than anybody else has.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
Which, by the way, that we need to flag that, because that's distressing.
I will say, if you had a friend, you were like, hey, you want to go to lunch? And they're like, can't. Why? Got to train for my bear crawl.
Right.
And I'd be like, you mean bar crawl? I'd say, no. Like, Baron, oh, gay bar crawl. Mm-mm. No, uh-uh. I'm going to crawl on all fours. They're going to tie me. I'd be like, stand up.
What? Why are you going to do that? Because I want to beat the Japanese. Like, it just keeps getting weirder and weirder in the conversation. You want to beat the Japanese? Yeah, they're really good at it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So I got a mysterious DM in the middle of the night. Now, it was the middle of the night for me, but it was from somebody who lives on the East Coast. But it was still, like, at an odd time for them to send me this. And it was a friend of mine from high school. It was basically saying, hey, I realize that you and I use Instagram DM pretty much to keep in touch with each other. I am taking myself off of all social media. Here's my phone number. Let's text each other from now on. Why? And I was expecting him to kind of like give me an answer that was kind of like, it's not good for my mental health.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if somebody was saying like, I'm taking myself off social media, isn't that what you would expect?
No, I would assume that like, I just can't put up with the BS anymore. Well,
Like news stuff and
yeah.
Well, I put all of that under it's not good for my mental health. But that's what I was expecting. Especially because like I know he's a pretty political guy. I'm sure that
I would definitely assume it was political.
His algorithm is scrambling his brain and his emotions and stuff like that. But that's not it. It is his algorithm, but he doesn't know why. But his algorithm is showing him nothing but reasons to get divorced. Like, it's all like top four reasons you should get divorced. And it's like a person saying like, I waited too long to get divorced. And here's why. And like different influencer suggestions of people going through this new second life that they're experiencing or new relationships. I was like, are you like thinking about getting divorced? He goes, no, but now I kind of am. I was like, really? He goes, not really, but like, it is making me like have thoughts that I didn't have before.
Okay, first of all, this gentleman should absolutely be off the internet if he is this susceptible
right.
to an algorithm.
Well, I mean, he's been married for close to 20 years. And I mean, anybody who's married at 20 years probably subconsciously does a little bit of emotional inventory. Is this where I want to be? And for most people, the answer is yes. You know what I mean? He might just have like, he might be maybe not yes, but not no. Like he might be just somewhere in the middle.
But he didn't know that until Facebook told him or whatever?
Well, I mean, if there's a crack in anything, it's kind of easy sometimes for influence to make the crack bigger.
I guess.
Okay. But I mean, Kevin, I thought like this was a problem that didn't you say you kind of had too?
Yeah.
Not the divorce part, but the algorithm like trying to get a hold of you.
Yeah, yeah. I keep suggesting that I like naked men. The amount of times they've showed me a shirtless buff man.
Yeah. And that's not right.
Not right.
It's not right.
Now, my algorithm keeps showing me things to resolve my low pelvic floor.
Okay.
So to strengthen my bladder.
Now that actually sounds like a good thing, right?
Well, yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, I can't remember what I typed in.
Right.
But what does yours show you?
Oh, my algorithm? It shows me. Now I don't want to say it.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
It shows me people with some sort of physical abnormality. Now, when I say that, I don't mean like people who are like amputees. No, that's not.
Oh, I was about to say I get the same thing.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, amputees.
No, for me, it's. No, that's weird. It's like people who are like wolf boys in like.
Okay,
somewhere
I
in
know
India.
Exactly how that happens, and it's because you keep watching it.
Well, that's how it all shows up, I think.
No, it doesn't.
You don't think?
No, the weird plug that can be used so women don't pee themselves is not something that I keep. When it comes up, I start researching it. I promise you. I know exactly why Kevin keeps getting shirtless men.
Why?
Because you keep looking up workout influencers because you think you're going to get a shredded body.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Vision boarding.
Right. But now that's why it keeps showing that. The fact that your friend keeps getting stuff about divorce is because these divorce websites have like not geolocated
data them, mining.
They just went like, we want guys that are this age that blah, 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 because the likelihood is they are unhappily married.
They're going to get a winner.
That's the only reason he's getting that.
Yeah.
So you should tell him that so he can understand his computer isn't being hacked, but his brain is.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So that's why he took himself off social media.
No. Just ignore it and it'll go away.
Mine doesn't go away. You can't ignore it.
Mine doesn't either.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling through and then I find just a torso.
Yeah.
And I think, well, look how happy that gal is just walking around on her hands.
And what do?
Like it.
Right.
See? You're liking it.
Okay. And what do?
I don't like it.
Okay. But do you continue searching for somebody that's going to tell you how to get six-pack abs?
Yeah.
That's the problem. God, I have to explain everything to you guys like you're five.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.